Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Charles Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
According to Dr. Philip Austin at the University of British Columbia, the reason climate change models give different answers about climate change is clouds. They represent clouds differently. So Dr. Austin is working with WestGrid and Compute Canada on how to get a more accurate representation of clouds, like big clouds that rise 18 kilometers into the atmosphere.
We found out that really the largest clouds in the field are the drivers. So they really control how much mixing is going on. The other question is nature versus nurture, which is, are clouds big because they got a healthy start from a big plume coming off of the surface? Or are clouds lucky? That is, do they actually have a history in which they didn't evaporate because they didn't mix in very much air? And what we found is that it is a combination. So you've got extremely lucky clouds that live fortunate lives and they go on to become tall. And then you've also got gifted clouds that actually just start out big. And so understanding what makes a cloud lucky and what makes a cloud gifted are what we're going to be working on next.
Dr. Austin's work on cloud behavior will refine predictions on how much global temperatures will rise. For Innovation Anthology, I'm Cheryl Croucher.